There is no emotion. There is peace. There is no ignorance. There is knowledge. There is no passion. There is serenity. There is no chaos. There is harmony. There is no death. There is the Force. It certainly took you long enough to get here. Sit down. I am going to talk, and you are going to listen for once in your overly privileged life. Given the precious cares you took to escape, I am surprised you would show concern as to the whereabouts of your sentry. But if you must know, they received a rather forceful suggestion to take a very long walk. Until daybreak. It is just you and I, my dear. Sit down, Highness. I will not repeat myself a third time. Do I look like I am fucking joking? A whole year on the run, a year of endless strife, a civil war that left only grief and destruction in its wake, and you still think death threats are something to scoff at? Well, perhaps you are right, since it seems I will be the one who ends up strangling you myself if you insist on running off and treating your continued existence as a triviality. No, I'm not upset. I am furious. You rob me of all peace. Your headstrong, defiant attitude at every turn. Oh, no, no, it doesn't matter how many have risked and laid down their lives for you. Does it? How many have agonized over your safety? Of course I care! I rein in my emotions, but that does not make me unfeeling. It is through that control that I maintain the serenity needed to fuel my strength. Emotions lead to discord. Discord leads to anger. And anger leads to chaos. I would be no use to you then. I am no use to you now. Just what is that supposed to mean? Do not tell me you worried half the ship, had me leave my post, just to garner my attention. Understand this. I may be here to protect you, but I am in no way your subordinate. I am not here to be at your beck and call. I am a Jedi Master. My duty is to the Order. Temporarily, that extends to protecting you. I left you in more than capable hands, trying to keep you alive until this new threat has been neutralized and these negotiations come to a successful end. Nothing more, nothing less. I have no personal obligation when it comes to you. I am also a general, and I do not take kindly to effrontery. Not from those I command, and certainly not from you. It is not the Separatists or the Death Watch you need to fear. It is me. Because you insist on playing a game that I have no patience for, don't feign innocence. You left a trail that only I would pick up on. Well, here we are, little girl. And I intend to extract justice. You may speak for a thousand worlds, but you behave no better than a spoilt child. You have taken the string you have been given far beyond its original limits. So I am going to use it instead. keep you on a leash. Stay where you are. Do you feel that? The force grounding you in place. You cannot move, no matter how much you try, until I release you. Such beautiful outrage. Let me get a better look at you and raise you ever so slightly off the ground. That apprehension I sense in you is unfounded. I am a master of control. I have been trained in it all my life, and I have no trouble keeping myself in check while putting a stop to your capricious behavior. Your clothing is absolutely filthy. Where were you hiding? The trash chute? Not at all befitting a lady of your status. We really should take them off. Just sit still. Well, you don't really have a choice, do you? Just sit still. Well, you don't really have a choice, do you? As I slip off your blouse and those scandalously tight leggings. My, my, my. No wonder your apprehension. No undergarments. Just where were you running off to, I wonder? Or to whom? Oh, so flustered. Lest you forget, it's nothing that I have not seen before. And it's not like you to be timid. Is it anger, then? Or is it something else that colors your features so? Anticipation. But for what? That defiance to respond will get you nowhere. I promise this will not hurt as long as you relax. Breathe for me. That's it. Focus as my voice drapes over your mind like a silken cloth, slithering inside. Shh. Relax. The Sith replaced trust with fear and threats of violence, whilst the Jedi, well, we use trust to our advantage. In the right hands, the truth is overpowering. Allow me to demonstrate while I press my mind into yours and I expose my own. Do you feel it? My admiration for you. Yes, you, a remarkable woman with an equally remarkable body, a sight that would disarm any man. Your curiosity at mine, a seed that grows and feeds my own. As I tease your breasts with my palms, my delight at your whimpers, as I knead them softly, circling your nipples until they peak. Oh, so wonderfully responsive. Let me squeeze the delicate tips punishingly between my calloused fingers. That spike in your anger, mixed with resentment. No. Frustration. I can feel your heart thundering beneath my hand, but it is clouded by lust. You arch into my touch because you want me to press harder. Your moans are wanton as I trace along your flanks, down your stomach. I can feel you trying to spread your legs. There is hesitation, but it is not your body you wish to shield me against, but your thoughts, your delightfully filthy thoughts. You want this. You want me more than just the way your needs demand. You want all of me. That is the source of your ire. Why your complexion darkens, why you breathe so sharply as you try to maintain that dignified composure, why you tremble with controlled rage that only provokes mine. How dare you? How dare you? All those years ago, I would have left the Order. Had you said the word, I would have left it for you. But you never said a thing. You said nothing. Why? Why didn't you? So I would be happy. How can I be happy when you didn't give me a fucking choice? You chose for me. Your dignified silence while I was breaking inside. And now you dare want the impossible. Having trouble breathing, dearest? No, it's not your imagination. I am ever so slowly restricting your breathing, making a little noose of your vocal cords. I can feel your fear. Good. Give in to that. As I flip you around to get a different view, upside down. Don't fight it. Don't fight it. This requires concentration, and I don't want to drop you. At this angle, I have access to all of your exquisite little holes. You open yourself so beautifully for my touch. Why, it would be improper to not accept the invitation. A pristine duchess like yourself has never had a finger in that puckered ass of yours, have you? Well, perhaps there are a few things that I could teach you. Don't clench, don't. It will hurt if you do that. Just like your mind, you have to let me in. Relax, because I want this to feel good for you. Really good. Such a filthy little moan as I stretch your ass. There's no shame in enjoying this. Don't feign otherwise. Your excitement is on display from the way that you are shifting into my hand, edging those hips up from the ache of need, want. As if I couldn't already fucking feel your arousal. I can see it dribbling down your thigh. I can smell it. I can even fucking taste it. That's it, little girl. Such a good girl. Grasping my head with your thighs. Are you trying so hard to thrust up as my tongue strokes along your opening, rubbing against your slit, circling that aching, needy little clit, while your ass squeezes my finger so greedily, whimpering desperately for more? Because you do want more, don't you? You need more than just my tongue. You want my cock. Well, my dear, if you want more, if you want me, show me just how much. Go on, take it into your mouth and taste what you so long for. Oh, fuck yes. Such a good girl. Let me taste you. Use your tongue to get me off. Keep thrusting into my mouth as you suck. Focus. Focus. Don't stop or I might just have to slow down my tongue even more. So fucking wet. Oh, those helpless little moans feel divine. See how my cock twitches around your mouth. Ah, for talking back, you were certainly mouthy enough. No whining. You can do better than that. Take it deeper, all the way in. Ah, fuck. And I will happily reciprocate. So you get to be a good little slut, aren't you? Do you want to come, sweetheart? Do you think you deserve to come? I can feel you struggling in that position. I will let you go if you can get me close enough. Good girl. Ride my tongue while I nibble and suck on that delicious little clit. Fuck. Good girl. You will never have me, but I will have you. I intend to have you here, on the floor. I want no protestations while I pin your arms behind your head. Stay where you are. Do you feel that? Feel my length hardening against the swell of your ass. How it strokes along your curve. You are aching for me to fuck you, aren't you? Well, go on. kindness. Beg for it. Beg for me to use you. Oh, you plead so prettily. Very well. How do you want me to fuck you? Tell me. Do you want me to stretch that sweet ass and fuck it raw while my fingertips dig in and mark your thighs? Or do you want me to slip my cock into that tight little cunt? Oh, sweetheart. Is your throat too sore to respond? Have you lost your voice? Perhaps if I play with your sensitive, tender little bud, you might find it again. Oh, that's my girl. Oh, fuck, yes. You fucking love this. To be taken like an animal while I thrust in and out without care. You misjudged me. All those times I had to be meek, quiet, withdrawn, and unassuming. Every time you pushed and prodded me, you forgot. I have killed without remorse. I am a dangerous man, and you dare tease me. Allow me to correct you, to punish you with the unadulterated rage that you have inspired, to make you bear my pain. Ah, fuck. Those mules are music to my ears. Scream for me as I mark your neck with my fucking teeth. As I grab you by your tits, pull you tighter against me. I am going to nail you to the fucking ground by my cock. Do you know how long I have fucking dreamed of this? To be buried inside this tight, wet cunt of yours, my hands gripping your hips, thrusting without restraint, to have my cock stretching you out while you gasp in pleasure, feeling you shuddering around me, robbing you of breath. Try to keep up. I don't want to hurt you. Actually, that's a lie. I do want you to feel my pain, the burning frustration that has built up inside me for all these years. And I want to make you beg for it, you wanton little slut. Beg me to use you like the filthy whore you are, to go all the way in, fill you up to the brim with my cum. Louder, slut, like you mean it. I can't hear you. You fucking love this, don't you? Filthy girl. You need this just as badly as I do. The way you clench around me so tight, pushing me further inside. Your whole body thrumming as you milk me. Fuck. Fuck. I can't. I won't be able to hold back. I need to possess you, to own you, to thrust balls deep and take you harder. Harder. I need to break you. I can feel you throbbing with such ardent desire. Pulses through me. Are you close? Oh, those pleas are so sweet. This is for my enjoyment, not yours. If you want release, you will fucking have to earn it, greedy girl. Look at me. Don't you dare come until I tell you, or I will make you regret ever wanting me. Fuck. Come for me. Come. Fucking come. Fuck. Thank you. No. We are done here. Now you know how it feels. To be robbed of something that you want so badly. Do not try to touch me. I have no sympathy for you. I work in the shadows in order to fight the evil that lurks there. And in doing so, I have faced my own darkness. It prevents me from seeing the light, even when it stares back at me through your eyes, brimming with admiration and love that I cannot acknowledge. I am not a man who responds to demands. You ask me if I love you. Love you. You are the woman who has saved my life countless times. The only woman who has made me break what I hold most dear, my sacred vow, my word. Are you so blinded by your fantasies you do not see? You have the part of me that matters most. I cannot give myself to you. Because I have nothing left to give you. And what I feel for you makes no difference, because we are bound by our duty. I to the order, you to your throne. These lines can never be crossed. I will honor you in the only way that I can, through my service to you. I will worship you by dedicating to you each act of my crusade. I will cherish you by becoming the man that you believe me to be. That is my vow to you.